author of the book Women Rocking Business, and we are going to rock out here. That's why day one, we're going to start things with a bang. Day one.
We're diving right in.
We are. And so in addition to that, you also run a training education company, Women Rocking Business, and impact over 100,000 people around the world. It's amazing. And today, I know you've been working on a few things inside of your business that have been working really, really well, involving creating movements and Facebook group and all this different stuff. And you're going to share some of that, which is really awesome. Thanks for doing that. And so really excited to introduce you, really excited to have you here. And why don't you take it away?
I think that you guys have by now figured out that James has an amazing heart. He's so whip smart about digital marketing. I want to congratulate every single one of you for being here. And thank you, James, for putting this together. What a gift. And there's no better time really to launch a coaching business. And I just want to acknowledge every single one of you, like take a deep breath into this, for launching your coaching business or taking your coaching business to the next level amidst everything that's going on the planet. Like, we are in the middle of a revolution. We're in the middle of the, you know, sort of largest organic uprising of social change and, you know, shifting consciousness that we've ever been in. And so if you've been going through your own personal transformation alongside starting your business, I just invite you to take a deep breath, get yourself completely landed here, and I'm thrilled to let you know a little bit about what my journey has been like. Is it okay if I share a few slides, James?
Yep. And for that, I'm going to make you co-presenter, I believe is how we do this. So there we go. Your co-host Awesome. Now should be good to go.
So you guys, I want to talk to you today about how I've been able to grow my online group to over 100,000 women around the world. I want to share some community building strategies to help you incentivize people to not only consume your content and your message, but share your message forward, because that's something that when we can create that virality, it makes such a huge difference. I also have been doing all this cool gamification stuff. So I want to talk to you about gamification, what it is, why many of us are talking about gamification being part of the future of digital marketing, because write this down, connection really is currency. You know, it's not just about getting a message out there. It's about actually connecting with your people in the same way that you guys are getting connected inside of the Facebook group right here, right now for the virtual coach challenge, right? I also have come to understand that what's going on the planet is so much bigger than what we can even understand. So if you've been feeling like you've been going through any level of chaos, like just drop a line in the Facebook group. I'd love to know if you've been feeling like there's chaos in your personal life, chaos on the planet. I used to teach science. I was a school teacher from Iowa. I used to make $28,000 a year. And there's an definition in evolutionary biology that says the role of chaos is to signal to an organism that incremental change is no longer sufficient to transcend limitation. So I'll say that one more time so you can track with me, because my biggest breakthroughs in life have come right on the heels of my biggest breakdowns. You know, like my life is falling apart. I don't want to be here. Wet, hot mess, right? And so the chaos is here to help you birth your next level of your business, your movement, right? But the role of chaos is to signal to an organism that incremental change is no longer sufficient to transcend limitation. So like, what an opportunity that we have to be a part of, to be leaders of ushering in this new consciousness. So like I said, I'm a school teacher from Iowa. I'm now running a multi-million dollar company. So how did that happen, right? When I was a little girl, I was like the opposite of a movement maker. In fact, my parents were all about being quiet and, you know, not big and not loud. And my mom didn't want me selling Girl Scout cookies because she was afraid I'd offend the neighbors. Like, that's how anti-entrepreneurial and anti-salesy, I wasn't allowed to have a lemonade stand. Okay. So if I can do this, if I could figure all this stuff out online, so can you. When I was a teenager, the girls used to beat me up. I was the victim of violent bullying. I used to go home with, black and blue bruises on my face. I'll never forget the day that three of the meanest girls followed me after school And on my way out of the building, they grabbed me by my t-shirt and shoved me into one of the open lockers and left me in that locker for almost an hour until a janitor found me. And so for any of you that are thinking to yourself, I don't know about all this online stuff. I don't know about being big and getting the message out to a lot of people. I'm here to tell you, I was right there with you. And as I grew up, I realized that right in the middle of being locked in that locker, I don't know how long I stayed locked in that locker really, but a part of me was locked in that locker for years. And what I've come to understand is that it's in those moments that are the most painful that we have a seed of the opposite. Because I knew betrayal and exclusion and meanness so brutally and abuse, I knew how to create an environment where women felt safe to grow their businesses. I knew how to transform that pain into my greatest gift in my business. And you have been on your own heroes or sheroes journey. You have been on like your life as a PhD program, preparing you for the next chapter of your business. So here's where my story gets a little bit better. And I want to dive into the content. So when I was 16 years old, my mom sent me to summer camp. And for the first time ever, I made friends with kids my age. And I started to feel so safe laying there in my bunk bed at summer camp that I remember going to sleep one night and I had a dream that I was standing in a circle of women on the beach. So fast forward until 2012 and I launched my business. And halfway through a 3-day business training where I was teaching women to get their message out online, I was teaching women to become speakers. We went down to the beach and we locked in our visions on the beach, just like I had dreamt about when I was 16 years old. And in 2013, we had over 100 women on the beach. And in 2014, over 200 women from all over the globe, 17 countries. In 2015, we had over 300 women. In 2016, it was stormy and dark, but we still stopped in the middle of our business training and we went outside to lock in our visions and our dreams. And in 2017, it rained. In 2018, we had over 500 women show up from all over the globe. 2019, over 550 women. And in 2020, here's what my community looked like in March. Okay. Ours was the first event to cancel when the lockdown happened. This is what my community looked like. And this is what my community looks like last week, right? Hundreds of women from all over the world on the virtual stage. So what's happening online is so exciting right now, you guys. And what I know is that the most effective way to really stand out online is actually to be yourself. I'm going to teach you some hacks and some strategies, but I want to really invite you to just take a moment to honor where you've been in your life, whether you've been through a divorce, whether you've been through a health crisis, whether you've been through abuse. There's something about that journey that you've been on that's actually prepared you to bring your message to the world in a way that nobody else can do. Somebody drop that in the chat or put that in the Facebook group. Nobody else can bring it the way that you can. And in that way, competition becomes eliminated because there is a job that only you can do. And so I invite you to start to reflect, what do you know about your message? What do you know about your life as a PhD program? And you can drop that in the chat too, right? And when you know that, you can also really enter into this place where you don't waste time. Right? You stand in who you are as an entrepreneur. You stand in your message, your value, and you avoid building your business in what I like to say is really the wrong order. It's about really getting clear on where to start, right? Because a lot of entrepreneurs will start by creating content, like sitting behind their computers, creating content, and then they'll go out there and try to sell it. And then they'll start building their community. And what I want to recommend you consider doing today, if you haven't already, is to really start by orienting toward community. Just like James and Brian are starting to tell you, you've got to get your message out online. And then, right, then you can actually find out what that community wants. So you're not selling into a vacuum. You can actually survey your people. And that way, when you're creating content in relation to and in response to real live human beings. And so the first key to really building your movement is to know that your community is going to respond when you take a stand for them. What that looks like at Women Rocking Business is that we stand for women doing business from a place of collaboration rather than competition, empowerment rather than power over, and generosity rather than urgency. So start to think about, how do you do what you do in a way that's unique? What are the values up underneath the solution that you bring, right? This is actually why Hay House picked up my book. We became a best-selling book in just 6 weeks. My company had never sold more than 400 units of anything. We sold more than 14,000 books in 1 month. And it has to do with the fact that I had aligned my business with something bigger than what I was selling. So let me say a little bit more about you magnetizing your movement, magnetizing your community online, because it's not just about content. It's not just about having better content. It's not about working harder. It's about you getting your message out in a way that actually shares a values alignment. It's about sharing what you believe and your stories, right? And standing for something bigger. Write that down. It's about standing for something bigger, a bigger transformation. One of the ways that has shown up at Women Rocking Business is that we as a company stand for women making equal pay, right? Women are still getting paid just 79 cents on the dollar compared to men. And one of our mission statements as a company is to empower women to make so much money in their businesses that we're getting paid a dollar for every man's dollar. We also know that women are starting businesses nearly 50% more frequently than men, but when we do, our businesses are more likely to fail. That's just global research. But here at Women Rocking Business, what we've discovered is that when women do business in alignment with women's values, we're actually 80% likely to succeed, right? So often women fail because they're trying to do business in a way that's like men. And I say this with total love for all the men here, that we all have this mixture of feminine and masculine. And so there's a lot of men on the planet that are wanting to do business in a more heartful, collaborative way as well. So it's no longer just about men and women, right? James and Eben are some of my favorite humans on the whole planet. I bring in men to speak in my events. I brought in Reverend Michael Beckwith a few months ago. But this, it's this values alignment, right? That has landed me the opportunity to speak on Fox News, has landed me my TEDx talk, and it's landed me the opportunity to travel around the world, raise almost $1 million for philanthropic causes, take my team to Ecuador, raise money for the women in the rainforest. We took our team to Uganda last year, and the company Women Rocking Business here has become bigger than just helping women rock businesses. We're helping thousands of women rock business, but we're helping women rock business in a way that also makes a difference on the planet. And so my question to you is, how do you make your business bigger than what you're selling? And just jot any ideas that you have down, drop them into the chat. One of the ways this shows up in some of my clients' businesses is, for instance, we have a woman in our programs, Robin, who supports women to balance their hormones, but she has a project that she also is doing in India, helping women to have healthy pregnancies, right? So it's like, how do you partner your business with something bigger, right? Maybe you're a weight loss coach and you've decided to help people lose weight. But in doing so, you're also helping to put an end to diabetes, right? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? We are living in a time where, like, the human race is hungry for solutions that actually change the planet, right? That make a bigger difference. And what I found is that your brand can grow so much faster when you can get out from underneath just the one single result that you provide. So on the heels of that, on the heels of asking yourself and starting to really work with, how do you make your business bigger? I'm then also going to suggest that you do something that you see James and Eben doing, something that you've probably seen a lot of other entrepreneurs do, and that you launch a group on social media. Many of my clients are using Facebook. Some of my clients are using LinkedIn. LinkedIn has groups now. But to launch a group that is a, write this down, results-oriented group. Because here's what happens when you launch a group is that you aren't just providing content anymore, right? You're now creating an experience for people. You're creating a place where people can interact with each other. And here's an example of our group, the Women Rocking Business Sisterhood. You can check us out online. One of the things that's helped to grow the group is that I'm live, or I drop a video, a content-rich video into that group just once a week. And literally just that weekly video with some great content, some great tips, creating some inquiries, creating some experiences. We do a few posts per week, right? But just that one action has literally in the last 2.5 years helped us grow that group to almost 40,000 active members. And so the great thing about Facebook groups, you guys, is that they're free to launch. There's no ad spend, and you can create a conversation, right? Brené Brown says, the sense of belonging, you know, going after a sense of belonging is the biggest driver of human behavior, right? And so content is really kind of a dime a dozen these days. You know, you can feel that James is creating something this week that's so much bigger than just getting you a little bit of content, right? You know, your opportunity to actually create a conversation is so valuable. And then what we do is we do our events inside of a smaller group. So like, here's our last event. We had almost 600 women sign up for a 3-day virtual event. You saw a picture of it earlier. And we'll do a pop-up group that's just for that event so that everything that's happening in that group is a conversation about the training that our women are receiving. Here's one of my clients' groups that she's grown to nearly 5,000 members in just about 1.5 years. And she helps women take charge of their health and balance their hormones. Very successful. She's done several 6-figure launches out of her group. Here's another one of my clients, Sophia Tom. She's very spiritual. She helps women really embrace their bodies as their temple bodies. And she also has done several 6-figure launches out of her online Facebook group, her Temple Body Sisterhood. And so no matter what your niche is, no matter what your message is, there's people looking for solutions, right, inside of Facebook groups. And the other thing that happens with Facebook groups, you guys, is that Facebook is actually ranking things that happen in a group higher in people's feeds. And so if you do a video into a group, it's going to show up higher in your people's feeds than something that you do on your business page. Here's an example of one of my clients who was live a couple months ago, and you know, in a group, over 505 comments, right? In just 20 minutes or so. So you can see that, right? People are very active. And when you create that group, what happens is that people are feeling like a part of something, and you don't have to go out there chasing your clients. They are coming to you. And forgive my French, but right, I keep saying content's a dime a dozen. It's about creating a good experience. I didn't want to gloss over the fact that if you don't give out good content, if you're not actually helping people, you will not stand out. So it really truly is also about, in addition to creating experiences and creating a discussion, initiating that discussion by providing value, right? So that leads me to this tool of gamification, right? So I really believe the third key to growing a movement is to gamify for engagement. So what do I mean by that? What do I mean by gamification? What I mean is that you're creating experiences where people are, write this down, incentivized to engage. They're incentivized to engage. So, you know, for some of you, it might be on brand to run a contest. For some of you, a challenge. You know, James is going to be giving you action steps this week. He's going to be inviting you to engage throughout the week. We're going to recommend you take notes on what these guys are doing because they're freaking brilliant, right? And we're going to recommend that you consider your own opportunities to get out there and leave people with an action step, right? When you make a video, don't just leave people by saying bye-bye, right? Leave them by saying, here's the one thing you can do, right? To make a difference in your health, to make a difference in your business, to make a difference in your relationships. So here's how this has looked like for us. You know, the point here is the internet's loud and crowded. When you gamify something, when you give people a challenge and you incentivize them to step into that challenge, you create instant engagement. You create a reason for them to engage. And like we said, creating that sense of belonging actually drives human behavior. The opportunity here is to give people an instant win, to get people visible. And I'm going to recommend that all week long, you guys play full out in the virtual coach Facebook group, because the bigger you play here, the more that's going to show up in your business. And what we also recommend is that you are remembering, write this down, that it's about the quality of connection with your potential clients, not the quantity of potential clients. You know, I'd rather you have 100 people in a Facebook group or 40 people in a Facebook group that are actually engaged, that you're chatting with back and forth, you're connecting with, rather than 2,000 people that aren't paying any attention to you, right? Getting people that visibility is what creates that intimacy, that connection that creates currency. And that's when you can really inspire possibility for people. And like I said, connection is catalyzing. And especially for those of you that are bringing some kind of a mindset shift or some kind of a transformation to your clients, what we found is that creating that sense of connection, it's not just catalyzing, it doesn't just catalyze people into action, but it's even healing. You know, it heals the small parts of us that are ready to grow up and become whole, right? Because when we get that witnessing, when we feel like a part of something bigger, we become whole. So here's an example of my very first gamification challenge we did. We had women post their bold stand, and in doing so, they were entering to win a contest. So, you know, I stumbled upon this opportunity kind of accidentally. I started playing around with how to create more engagement. Gosh, it was 3 years ago now. And we had over 500 women playing in our challenge. And we had our first seven-figure launch on the back end of that challenge. The next step was to invite women to make their own video. So these women made videos. I don't know if you guys are going to be making videos this week as part of the coaching challenge, but we had these women make videos. And in addition to making a 2-minute video, sharing their bold stand, one of their jobs was to comment on at least 3 other people's videos. And so in doing that, all of the women's videos, we had hundreds of videos submitted, and they all got, you know, 30, 40, 60, 80 comments on them with nothing but feedback, acknowledgement, encouragement. And so these women who were building their businesses got a chance to really practice making videos and get that instant feedback that, you know, there were parts of their videos that were great and there were things they could do on their videos that were even, that would make those videos even stronger. And then at the end of the week, we gave out a $10,000 prize, $10,000 worth of business training. And we flew somebody out to our next event. And the woman that won was from the Middle East. And she, her name was Lila Kamal, and she was gathering women in the Middle East to help women stand up for their rights, their basic, you know, human rights as women. And she came on the line with her small daughter there. You can see her. And there was not a dry eye. Thousands of comments on that video. We flew her out. You know, here you can see she's at our event. This is, of course, before COVID, but there was just not a dry eye in the house. We had thousands of women rallying around, you know, this woman leader from the Middle East. And that was a big part of the culture of, you know, creating our $1 million launch that year. And that led to several $1 million launches that year. And what really touched my heart was the bigger opportunity that gamification created to deeply and intimately connect people throughout the world. And not just with comments on a thread, but with video, and they were posting pictures, and there was just this beautiful interaction that erupted in this gorgeous sense of connection. And so I want to ask you the question, right, for every single one of you: how can you consider bringing some level of gamification, engagement, incentivizing people to take actions, right, within your world as a way to really create potential clients? One of my favorite humans in the world, her name's Susan Pierce Thompson, and she used some of these strategies when she was in our program to literally go from building her list from about 2,000 people on her mailing list to over 250,000 people on her mailing list. And you might've heard of her. She's the CEO of Brightline Eating. And, I look at what's possible when conscious leaders and coaches and mentors really commit to and are willing to step into, bringing a bigger message, bringing a movement. You know, this was one of our clients, Willow Brown, who came to me as an acupuncturist, and she just didn't want to have to see clients every week, all day long, every day. You know, she wanted to get out of the time for dollar and using these same tools to launch her movement online and create her social media group. She's now got a beautiful Taoist sexology, very leveraged group program online, and she's been able to, scale way back on her acupuncture practice and travel the world. And I just get so inspired by the lives that we can create when we leverage. So I'm just going to wrap up with one piece to remember here. I'll pop those slides back on in a moment, but James, a few years ago, I was burned out, like super burned out. We had built the business. I was pushing. I was going through a painful divorce. And I was wondering, I was asking myself the question, like, how much bigger should I go? Like, do I really want to keep going? I just set out to make a living, and now I'm launching a movement. And for any of you that might feel a little resistant, like, I'm not ready to launch a movement. I'm not there yet. I just need some clients. I can totally relate to where you are. And in the middle of my health breaking down, I had chronic respiratory infections. I was even in the hospital at one point, back to back. I was sick at one point for about 4 or 5 months, trying to run my business at the same time. My friend Lynn Twist invited me to go down to Ecuador to the rainforest. We had just raised, at that point, almost $100,000 for women in the rainforest. And she was like, why don't we just go down there for a couple weeks? You can turn off your cell phone completely, and you can reap the benefits of that which you've done, you know, drink in some of your accomplishments. And we flew in 500 miles past where all the roads end in Ecuador. And I was going down there with this question in my heart of, do I really need a movement? Is bigger really better? And there was a night when the women recognized me as one of the donors, and they placed this strand of rainforest beads around my neck, and they asked if I would bring a story back to the people that I speak to. And the story is that in the Achuar culture, in this indigenous culture, right, people in the rainforest who have never been out of the rainforest, and by the way, they know about the West, they know about roads and skyscrapers and technology. They know about our world, and they want to stay in the rainforest, right? These are rainforest indigenous people. And their story was, in the Achuar culture, in the indigenous culture, there's feminine roles and masculine roles. The feminine role is to create, to make babies, to make chicha, which is their main carbohydrate drink. The masculine role is to be a warrior, to stand up for things, to bring home trees for shelter, to bring home fish for protein to feed the village. Now, what they wanted to know us to know, they wanted us to know that the women have one more role, and the feminine inside of all of us has one more role. And that is, it's our role to say enough. So when the men bring home trees for shelter, the women would say, that's enough trees, don't cut any more down. When the men brought home fish for protein, the women would say, that's enough fish, that'll feed the village, don't go catch any more fish, we don't need them. And when the Achuar people see pictures of the West, they only have one question. And that is why hasn't the feminine sort of stood up and asserted themselves and said enough? And I got a couple things out of that story. Like, number one, like, we all have a feminine. You know, James, you're a beautiful mixture of masculine and feminine. The feminine in all of us creates, but we need our masculine. It's like the masculine is like the riverbanks of the river of creation. And I believe our opportunity, I believe our duty here is to create businesses that actually provide an impact and positive solutions to the planet. You know, coaching, I don't know anything more than coaching that contributes to the evolution of consciousness, waking people up so we can make different decisions as a society. So the last thing I want to say is that having that clear vision of what you want your movement to be, that clear mission statement, it becomes like security for you. It becomes like retirement, right? You can start doubling your income, tripling your income, creating freedom, becoming an influencer, making a difference, and creating this feedback system between yourself and your community, your potential clients, that in my experience has been so rewarding. You know, I came back from the rainforest and I didn't feel burned out ever again because I started realizing it's about creating and it's about actually getting that feedback to fill me back up. And so my gift today, and I think James has the link too, my gift today is for those of you that are kind of turned on by this idea that you want to make your business bigger than what you're selling, right? That you're wanting to stand for something bigger, that you have not just $1 million business in you, but the possibility of $1 million movement, $1 million mission. I've created some resources to support you, a simple blueprint. And then there's a video that goes along with it if you'd like to watch. And you can get that $1 million mission statement at womenrockingbusiness.com/mission. And we've had a lot of wonderful men download this as well. This isn't just for the women. But again, if you're interested in this idea of really standing out online by making your business bigger than what you're selling and getting really clear on that mission, that can create your own movement, just head over to womenrockingbusiness.com/mission and we'll get you that blueprint. Something I feel super excited about, these businesses that can also change the world.
Sage, I don't know how to describe that other than beautiful. Like your presentation, your story, how you all linked it together. Really, really appreciate it. And I was reading some of the comments, just how much it connected with so many people who are on live right now. And I know we'll go through the replay. And so thanks for sharing that. And thanks also for being a bit more vulnerable and sharing a bit of your story. And I know, especially the time we're in right now, and even personal situations, you mentioning going through a divorce and whatnot, and can really relate to that. Since we've last met in person, I'm going through the same thing, unfortunately, and about halfway through it. But I found, like what you mentioned, is that as painful as that's been, it's also allowed me to tap into a deeper level of myself that I didn't even know was there and work on myself. And that's part of what's inspired what we're doing right here, putting together these challenges that we've been doing. Just like what you mentioned, is I realized like being a part of and creating something that is greater than that, is more of a movement, has just been really, really fulfilling. And to speak to the masculine, feminine, as you know, when we first met, I was hardcore masculine, you know, doesn't get more masculine than that, very results, goal driven, you know. And part of the last couple of years of going through my own personal transformation is integrating that more feminine side, which has just been amazing. And so thanks for mentioning that we both have both sides of it. So, so important. So thank you so much for being here and sharing this.
It's been beautiful to be on the journey with you, James. And I think we've both watched each other continue to evolve and even grow up a little bit. And I'm sorry to hear about what you're going through, and reach out to me anytime. And I want to just encourage every single one of you that might be going through your own personal transformation. Now, don't wait. Don't wait until you feel like your personal life is in place to get out there and grow your business. I live in a this incredible home 2 blocks from the beach in Santa Cruz. I have the most incredible friends, chosen family. And I'm dating somebody right now who is, it's the best relationship I've ever had in my life. And we did a triathlon together this past weekend, and I didn't think I'd be able to finish the triathlon. And he was rooting me on the whole time. And, you know, I just want to say that it's because I built my business. You know, it's because I went all in on what I was passionate about that I stopped settling for less than what I truly wanted in my personal life. And so I just want to say, I get vulnerable when I talk about this, but for every single one of you guys, your business is like the key. Going all in on your passion business, it's like the key that unlocks an entire life of you, you know, really living your dreams and creating what you want in every area. And really, truly, the people that are out there looking for you, like, they're looking for you. They're not looking for just someone like you. They're looking for you having gone through the circumstances, the journey that you've been on. And so there's really nothing should stand in your way of just going for this, because the world needs you.
That's what we're going to do. Thanks so much, Sage.
Thank you, James. So good to be here.
Likewise. Heart goes out to you. Thanks. Wow. Okay. Let's take a deep breath after that. I know that connected with a lot of us. So take a little breather, and then let's wrap things up here for day one. So please, first though, share a little bit of love in the chat for our two guest coaches today, Brian and Sage. Please give a little bit of love, some emoticons, however you want to best express that. It would mean a lot. And I know when they check that out, it'll really make the difference seeing that. And also encourage you to reflect on the biggest insight that you've had here today. We're going to be sending out later on today a download that you can go through that will help you identify your biggest insight and action steps. So look out for that. It'll be late afternoon Pacific time. And then of course, post that into the group. A couple other things here for now is I recommend schedule time only has to be 30 minutes or so, but some time today to really reflect on today's training. What gets scheduled gets done. You hear me say that all the time. Schedule that 30 minutes so you can work on your coaching practice. So you can reflect on this. You can go through the homework at the same time. That's a habit that I recommend you keep long after this challenge, but we'll build it this week, this next 7 days. The other thing I'll mention here is we're keeping the replay up for 24 hours. Now, one of the thing, I mean, I've taken so many notes here, I'm sure most others have as well, but the thing I want to point out that Brian talked about earlier today is being a lifelong learner and also the recipe aspect of it. And if you think about it, what I've found to be true in my life and my business is when you learn recipes, which you've learned some recipes here today and you'll continue to learning more here this week, the way you can get better at them is like everything. You practice. You don't use a recipe the first time and it's boom, presto, maybe, but you get better by practicing it over time. And each time you make a couple little tweaks and whatnot. Can you relate to this? And that's why I always say too, the repetition is the mother of all learning. So what I encourage you to do is go back through the trainings this week, next week. There is so much wisdom in here. Everybody you're going to be hearing from this week, go back through them. That's part of the reason why we put together Get Ahead Gold. You've probably seen that. I've sent out a couple emails about it. I mentioned it. And I highly encourage you to consider doing that. Why? Because not only do you get all the replays, but we've got several other benefits. And one of which I want to mention here right now, because I'm going to do it again later on tonight at 6 p.m., is an accountability call. We did two of these yesterday. And what I'd like to do is pair everybody up in gold with somebody else that you can go through this challenge together. You can not only hold each other accountable, but I'll show you something else on there where you can practice creating content together, little videos, this type of thing. I'm not going to get into it too much right now, but this is a way, as you see, hopefully from these two presentations, especially Sage's, when you're together, nobody has to go through this alone. And so that's part of the reason why we created this experience, to help you upgrade it, just to make the absolute most out of it. This is the fourth challenge my team and I have done so far. And we've always found that those who play full out get the most results from it. You're getting all the recipes you're going to need here. Now it's going to be up to you to take advantage of it. So I recommend you upgrade to Get Ahead Gold. if somebody can put a link inside of the chat here so you can get it, it's really simple. getaheadchallenge.com/gold. If you're already in it, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. The price is going to be going up. I mean, you see what this is day one, and we've got 7 days of this. We've hand selected what we feel is going to be the best coaches in the world to help you as you grow your coaching practice, and you'll get access to all the recordings. And then we're going to do another accountability call. I'm going to do that again tonight, 6:00 PM Pacific. So my team can make a note of that. This is unannounced. We're just doing it here. So if you weren't able to get on it yesterday, if you've already been in gold and you missed yesterday's session for whatever reason, get on today, 6:00 PM. For all those that were on it yesterday and got paired up with partners, it was amazing to see the feedback from there. And so really doing my absolute best, like I mentioned, help you get outside your comfort zone and make the most of this 7 days, because it will change your life. It'll change your business. And I know you're going to get lots of examples for that. And we've already seen it inside of the group so far, and to anybody else who's been through some of our challenge. So take advantage of that. And success leaves clues, right? You heard Brian Tracy talk about guarantee everything. There is a full guarantee with this. Full guarantee with this. So if for whatever reason you're not happy with it, upgrading your experience to gold, no problem. Let our team know. We will not only refund the $99 is what it is right now, $99, but you'll keep all the bonuses, all the benefits, because I want to make sure you have the greatest experience going through this challenge. We put everything we got into it. My team and I, we put every, hopefully that's obvious to you, like around the clock. We're really going for it this week. I want to inspire you to do the same thing. So check that out for all those who are involved in it. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, we're going to kick things off again at 10:00 AM Pacific time. In the meantime, make sure to do the homework. We'll send that out. Check out the video from Ashley that gives you a navigation about our Facebook group here and where you can find that and all the different downloads. And then post it inside of the group as well. Share, like Sage mentioned, comment on everybody else's posts as well. Give some inspiration, give some motivation. This is how we'll all get ahead. This is how we'll all make the most out of this challenge. So thank you everybody here for today. Way to kick off things day one, and we're just getting started. We've got 6 more days of this challenge. So really excited for that. Have an amazing rest of the day. And I hope to see you on the call 6:00 PM Pacific time. My team will send out some emails about that, of where to register. It's going to be on Zoom. So you'll meet some people there, and you'll be able to get your accountability partner to go through this experience, this next 7-day experience. It's not just about the training. It's not just about the training you see. It's the community, meeting other people in here. That's how you'll make the best out of it. So look forward to seeing you there. And I will talk to you tomorrow, same time here, 10:00 AM Pacific time. Have an awesome rest of the day, everybody. That awkward time at the end of these Zoom meetings where you like figure out where the end button is, right?